Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are definitely signaling a bit of a gloomy start this morning, aren't they?
They certainly are. We're seeing S&P 500 futures trading about 29 to 31 points below fair value. It looks like a bit of a pause, maybe some profit taking after that nice six-day win streak the S&P 500 just had.
Right, that streak had to end sometime. So the overall mood is shifting a bit from that cautious optimism we've been hearing about?
Well, the underlying sentiment, especially looking at things like the VXX, which has been dropping, suggested lower volatility and some confidence. But this morning's open is definitely testing that optimism. Futures are clearly pointing south.
Got it. So let's look at the global picture. What happened overnight in Asia?
Asia was mostly higher, actually. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained about 0.6%. And the Shanghai Composite was up 0.2%. However, Japan's Nikkei did slip 0.6%. Interestingly, Japanese government bonds, especially those with long maturities, saw pretty poor demand.
And across the pond in Europe? What's the story there?
Europe is looking more mixed, leaning a little negative. The German DAX is down 0.1%, same for the UK's FTSE, and France's CAC is off by about 0.5%. The big news out of Europe is the UK's CPI. It came in hotter than expected for April. We're talking 1.2% month over month versus the 1.1% expected. That's really weighing on hopes for a June rate cut from the Bank of England.
I see. So inflation's still a sticky point there. Any other central bank chatter?
Yes. European Central Bank Vice President De Guindos also chimed in, saying the ECB isn't rushing to cut rates, primarily due to worries about persistent wage growth. So a bit of a hawkish tone from both sides of the channel.
Okay, turning to the U.S., what's on the economic calendar for today? Sounds like a quiet one on the data front.
You're right. It's pretty light on top-tier economic data. We'll get the MBA mortgage applications figures and, later this afternoon, the EIA crude oil inventories. But the main event, if you can call it that, on the economic side, is probably the Treasury's auction of $16 billion in 20-year bonds this afternoon.
And how are treasuries behaving ahead of that auction?
They're trading lower. The 30-year treasury yield is up about 6 basis points to 5.03%. It's popped back above that 5% mark. The 10-year yield is also up 6 basis points, sitting around 4.54%. So yields are definitely on the rise, which will make that auction interesting to watch.
Indeed. All right, let's shift gears to earnings. We've had some big retail names report. How did Target do?
Target, ticker TGT, is a definite disappointment this morning. They missed Q1 expectations on both earnings and revenue. And, more importantly, they lowered their sales guidance for the full year. The stock is reflecting that, trading down about 3.5% in the pre-market.
Ouch. That's not what investors wanted to hear. Any other notable beats or misses in the retail space or elsewhere?
VF Corp. That's VFC. Is another one really struggling. They beat on Q4 EPS, but missed on revenue, and the stock is plummeting, down around 13.6% pre-market. It's a tough morning for them. On a brighter note, Canada Goose, GIOS, beat their Q4 expectations, and the stock is flying, up over 7%. And Dycom, DY, also had a strong report, with a beat and a guidance raise, pushing the stock up over 6%.
So a very mixed bag, but some real pain points in retail with Target and VF Corp. Any others that caught your eye?
Lowe's, ticker LOW, managed a slight beat and reaffirmed their guidance, so they're getting a little bit of a lift, up about 2.5%. Baidu, BIDU, also reported a beat. Palo Alto Networks, PANW, beat as well, but the stock is actually gapping down a bit, around 3.7%. Sometimes the guidance details or the conference call can overshadow a headline beat.
Absolutely. Speaking of those big movers, VF Corp is certainly a standout on the downside. What about United Health? I saw they were active.
Yes, United Health, UNH, is trading down about 6.5%. That's following a downgrade from HSBC to a reduced rating with a $270 price target. That's a heavy weight for the Dow futures.
Definitely a drag. And my goodness, Wolfspeed Wolf, is it really down over 50%? What's happening there?
It's a catastrophe for Wolfspeed. Reports are circulating that the company is preparing to file for bankruptcy within weeks. The stock is absolutely cratering, down about 57% as we speak. That's the big, ugly story this morning.
Wow, just a massive drop. On the positive side, we mentioned Canada Goose. Keysight Technologies, Keys, is also gapping up nicely, isn't it?
It is. Keysight is up around 4.7% after a good earnings beat and strong guidance. There's also some M&A news bubbling. Akoya Biosciences, Akia, received an unsolicited acquisition proposal. And on the policy front, Republican leadership is reportedly getting close to a deal on that large reconciliation bill. Also, the G7 countries are apparently considering tariffs on low-value products from China.
And I saw Apple's CEO Tim Cook met with President Trump yesterday. That's always interesting. Tesla is also making waves, with Elon Musk confirming robotaxi plans and saying they've seen a major rebound in demand.
Indeed. And NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang is out there saying he wants the U.S. to ease its curbs on artificial intelligence. So you've got a lot of these individual company-specific stories really driving the pre-market action today, alongside those broader earnings themes.
So with this rather turbulent backdrop, what are traders focusing on as the market opens? Any quick trade ideas or sectors to watch? Those WaveRider AI reports pointed to tech and financials showing some underlying strength recently.
That's right. The analysis highlighted XLK, the tech sector, ETF, and XLF for financials as showing strength, with a noted rotation into these cyclical sectors. Energy, XLE, had shown some resilience, but one of the reports also mentioned it lagged a bit yesterday. With crude oil up a little this morning, we'll have to see if XLE can catch a bid today.
But that same report also urged some caution on energy, didn't it?
It did. The advice was to avoid chasing weak energy names. The focus for swing traders was more on selective long entries in technology and healthcare stocks that are showing momentum and to watch for breakouts near resistance levels. So a name like Keysight, KeyS, which is actually on their, quote, continuation watch list, looks interesting given its positive news. NVIDIA, NVDA, is on their, quote, anticipation list, so that's one to keep an eye on, too.
And what about those key levels from the SPY and QQQ analysis? Those are always critical.
For SPY, the S&P 500 ETF, support is seen around the 589.00 level, with potential resistance near recent highs around 591.25. For QQQ, the NASDAQ 100 ETF, crucial support is around 515.00, and resistance is near 519.88. These are really the lines in the sand for the short term. A breach below those support levels, especially on increasing volume, could signal further weakness.
Given this week open, testing those support levels seems pretty plausible today.
Exactly. And remember, with the VXX having dropped, indicating perhaps a bit of complacency, any spike there could certainly add to selling pressure. That cautiously optimistic market sentiment we talked about? Well, today's futures are putting that optimism to an early test.
So to quickly recap, futures are pointing to a lower open. Global markets are mixed, with those inflation concerns flaring up again in the UK. It's a light day for US economic data, but we do have that key 20-year bond auction. Earnings are a real mixed bag. Target and VF Corp are big disappointments, but there are some bright spots like Canada Goose and Dicom. And, of course, that massive drop in Wolfspeed.
That's a perfect summary. It really feels like a trader's market today. Watching those key SPY and QQQ levels will be paramount. The outcome of that bond auction and its impact on yields will also be very important, especially with the 30-year yield already creeping back above 5%. And, as we've discussed, keep a close eye on those individual stock movers, because there's a lot of company-specific news generating volatility out there.
So vigilance is the word of the day. Watch for volume confirmation at those key technical levels.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we also have Fed speakers Barkin and Bowman on the schedule. Any unexpected comments from them could also stir the pot. It's definitely a day to be nimble and reactive.
Excellent insights, as always. It's shaping up to be a very interesting open. Thanks for joining us. And for our listeners, that's your morning dose. We'll be back tomorrow to help you navigate the markets. Have a great trading day.